Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, what it do, y'all? It's your girl, KD, the Bluebonnet, coming live and direct from Austin, Texas. You're now listening to BangOutRadio.com. Y'all be sure and check out all the hottest unsigned artists and fresh music. You check me out at BangOutRadio.ning.com/profile/KD the Bluebonnet. Your favorite lady MC holding it down for Texas. Already.
Everybody, it's your girl Amanda Baby G here with my girl Erica Marie. It's Sexy Saturdays, everybody. Man,
what's up? We in the building.
Yes. We have a very exciting show for y'all today.
Yes.
I don't know if it's exciting. I was maybe juicy, maybe scandalous. I don't know. Well,
you know how we do.
You have been listening,
it's Sexy Saturdays.
Yes, you already know how we get down. So ain't nothing new. For all you new people tuning in right now, we don't scare you away. I hope, we keep it real. We keep it 100 here. So, I mean, if you hear, your little virgin ears, don't be afraid. We come in peace. We're keeping it 100.
Yes, like always. I mean, it's a beautiful Saturday, though, but it's hot. It is hot outside.
Right here in Alamo Valley, it's really literally been in the hundreds. Like, I haven't, honestly, maybe in the morning, that's the only time we get maybe a little bit of coolness. Not even the coolness, because it's been hot all the way from, 2 a.m., so I'm like, oh, gosh.
Yeah, it is hot outside, I know everybody out there got on their booty shorts today.
Right. And if you just tuned in right now, it's your girl Amanda Baby G and Erica Marie. It's Sexy Saturdays right here on BangOutRadio.com. Hit us up at 661-621-7559. We're doing it real big right now.
Yes. I am really excited for next week. We will be debuting a track featuring me.
Yes. I'm telling y'all, Erica Marie can sing, so y'all finally get to hear. We how to push her in the booth, And it was at will, of course. But how to get her in the booth and make some magic, so... Definitely going to hear this. Definitely a Hitman affiliation track, so we're going to get it in.
Yes, I'm really, really excited. The track is featuring Unique. He has a couple of songs that we play, and also featuring Richard Stinks. Now, he's the one that, had all the little drama calling in with everybody, So he's going to show you guys what he can do. I'm really excited, though.
Yeah, it's definitely a hot track. Luckily, I got a little short preview, so it's definitely Sexy Saturdays worthy, so, yeah.
Well, I'm excited, to let people hear what I can actually do.
Next month, that's when we're letting everybody know, Sexy Saturdays is going to be a well-rounded show. I mean, we're trying to aim for the R&B, but you know what? There's just too many, so much good music out there, so much talent out there that we're trying to cater to it all. You know what I mean?
Yes.
So all these indie artists out there, no matter what genre, we also shout out to all the poets out there. Poets, get at us.
Yes.
Hit us up on our Facebook, Amanda Baby G or Erica Marie. Next month, September... And the time to remember was Sexy Saturdays. Put it that way. We definitely going to do big things.
We're trying to get some new things going on for you guys.
Yeah. So definitely tune in this month. Tell a friend, tell family, you know, all you artists out there, you know, that are networking, hit us up, you know what I'm saying? Spread the love. We all definitely show it back. And let us know, you know, let us hear your music. If you know a poet, yeah, tell them to holla at us.
Really got you.
Yeah, if you know a DJ, holla at us. You know what I'm saying? We're doing big things right now. We women on the move right now.
Oh, yeah, we grinding right now.
Yeah.
So,
let's get into this topic.
Oh, man. Are you ready for this?
I don't know. Yeah, I like this is a real good topic right now. Let's get it in. Let's see what we can find. Let's nitpick at this topic. So, sexting, webcam, and chat room. Do you or your partner do it? And is it considered cheating? That kind of goes with the social networks as well. You know how, you know, social networks have an effect on your relationship.
As far as the chat room, though, and
this
stuff.
This is a little more personal.
Yeah.
I mean, as far as being in a relationship, that's cool. You know, being, you know, back and forth, you know, all lovey-dovey, sexting pictures, you know, sexting, you know, all that. Like, that's cool. If y'all together. I mean, but if you're sexting, I mean, I don't know about all that. Or vice versa. If that person was somebody else,
sexting,
you know. Yeah, like, okay.
I'm not even going to lie. I recently, for the first time ever, actually, sent pictures over my phone, and it felt so weird to me.
Right? It just felt like
I feel so dirty right now.
Yes. Exactly. But
yeah,
also,
I recently did it. Oh, wow, this is new.
I know, it feels weird. But for one, you're not a professional. It's just over the phone, it's kind of ooh. And you know, nowadays, technology works. People can actually get stuff off of your phone. You know what I mean? Like the chicken hackers?
Yes.
There's
a program I heard for the Android phones. Where, if somebody's sending a text message to someone, if you had a certain program on your phone, you could snatch it out of the air or something. Some crazy crap.
Yes, I heard about that. That's insane. That's crazy.
But yeah, that is crazy.
Yeah, it's an app to where if someone has the same phone, you don't even have to be in the same area. They really don't. If you just have that, I don't know if it's an app. It might be an app. But,
they could be some hacker shit, right?
Yeah, I'm like, they could just snatch your text message. I mean, that's crazy. It could be a picture. It could be word message, you know, whatever.
Yeah, account number or anything, right?
Exactly. I'm like, dang, I'm afraid to even text I love you to somebody.
Whose number is this? Text I love you.
Okay. One of my stalkers might be, you know, trying to get my text messages. She loves me.
That is, I feel like,
I don't think
that wasn't for you. You snatched somebody else's shit. You never know.
Yeah.
You just might have a stalker. You never know.
But also, I don't know if webcam falls into the category as, a person, that are female, who likes porn. You know what I mean?
Well, what if you are talking to somebody and they're not near you and you want to show them your goodies, but, on a live feed? That's when the webcam comes in. I haven't done it. I'm just imagining that if I were in a relationship with somebody who wasn't here, I'd be like, Ooh, yeah, I like that.
That's some real freaky stuff. Like, that's like...
You know, go to Victoria's Secret, pick up some costumes, walk around in front of the, you know, set the camera up, the cam good, set it up real good for you, walk around, get the lighting good.
Are you sure you didn't do this before, or are you just saying?
I'm just talking.
Or are you just giving an idea of what you would do?
What I would do, yeah, exactly, what I would do.
Oh, okay.
I'm just talking.
You were real vivid with those instructions. I'm like, okay.
Just saying, you know, make sure the lighting is perfect so they can see you on the webcam. You know, get that right angle. Bam.
At least you get to see the real deal, unless, you know, this is like a camera and it has 10 pounds, you know.
But the only thing, like, I guess I couldn't really get with it because I'd be like, okay, now, like, am I supposed to go to bed with myself? Like, who gonna get the panties off?
Yeah, that's true.
Like, now I'm gonna go, like, ooh, yeah! And then it's like, okay. Yeah, it's not going down.
Yeah, all that excitement, and then just like, okay, I'm ready to go to bed now.
Okay, good night. When we turn off the camera now.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll mess around and be on the webcam doing that with somebody and be like, ooh, yeah, you ain't here. I'm going to talk to you later and get off the phone and call somebody else.
There we go with that plan B. They get us every time.
Every single time, huh? I'm just saying, I don't know if I could, maybe, depending, if it was the right person, maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe if I was in a long-distance relationship.
I know some people, especially, like, in the chat rooms, I'd be chatting back and forth, they be saying, like, oh, who wants to video chat with me, who wants to, you know, do the webcam and all that. Like, people really be doing that stuff, and it's just like, you just met that person. You don't know what they're about or what they can do. You know, going through your webcam and looking for your IP address or something and find out where you live and stuff, like, that's insane.
I would be mad, like, if I did that and I was like, ooh, who wants to webcam with me or whatever, and then the person showed up on the webcam and they was ugly as hell.
Right. They were like, ooh, I'm going to go.
I'll be like, I am so mad at myself right now.
Man.
I'm like, I just fucked up.
Be like, damn, I don't know who's going to be more upset. Who's going to be more upset, me or you, because I got to go. Right now, I'm
there. Like, we in the chat rooms. I'm loving the conversation. I'm like, ooh, yeah, I need to see you. Let's see what's happening. And then I see him, and I'm like, oh, shit. Let me hide myself from my camera. Let me block my camera and get the fuck out of here.
You're like, I'm having technical difficulties. I'll get back at you.
Like, I don't know what is going on.
But like, yeah, my screen just broke.
Yes. Like, my screen just broke. You're so ugly.
I was not like this in high school. I was not like this in high school. It was actually very nice. Just some people. I'm not going to say to all, but just some people.
You're still a doll. What are you talking about?
Right, I'm so nice. I'm too nice.
Very.
I wouldn't. I don't know if that's considered cheating. I mean, I would say it would be, you know, just the fact that you're talking to somebody else in a sexual manner, but saying how that, you know, a physical aspect has a came counter, so I don't think that's really considered cheating, but I still consider it some type, some form of cheating.
Yeah. I mean, it depends on what kind of relationship you're in, though.
Yeah.
Like,
I mean,
okay,
if it's an open relationship and both of y'all doing your thing, you know,
yeah,
it's even how, you know, even how you met. I mean, for some people that I'm talking to right now, I actually met over, you know, a social network or a chat room. So therefore, it's like you get what you know you're going for. So evidently, like if I'm talking that I met in the chat room, evidently they're talking to somebody else and so on and so forth.
Like, for me, if we didn't say we're exclusive, then, like, that's to be expected.
Exactly.
But the minute you say, oh, I want you to be my girl, cut all that out. Cut all that out.
Like, page is deleted. I want your passwords. All that.
I don't want to have to cut you now, so.
Right.
So, be good.
So, Erica, you're working on your anger management. You want to talk about it?
I am.
We're taking those 12 steps.
Yes, the 12 steps.
Maybe six.
I'm just talking about it. I'm not doing anything. I'm just talking about it.
Man, if you're just tuning in right now, man, we're going crazy with this topic right now. It's Sexy Saturdays right here on BangOutRadio.com. Hit us up at 661-621-7559 or go to BangOutRadio.com and listen to our show live via internet.
Yeah.
Man, our topic of the day is sexting, webcamming, and chat rooms. Do you or your partner do it, and is it considered cheating? If you're together, or maybe, you know, just barely talking and you're, you know, feeling each other and willing to take it to the next level, but not so quite yet. You still got that chat room, you know.
Okay. You waiting for that chat room?
Yep.
Waiting for the chat room.
Right. Oh, let's get into our boss lady right now. Let's see what she want to add to.
What did you say about the topic? I said, y'all crazy topics here on Sexy Saturday.
We got to keep it sexy on Saturday.
Wow. Whatever. What's good, everybody? It's Sexy Saturday, of course, with Amanda Baby T and Erica Marie with their crazy topic. You already know it's Sexy Saturday. Y'all, as is crazy, of course, y'all already know y'all got to play my new single, of course, Going Hammer. Yes.
Yes,
I'm going hammer. So what you guys been up to?
Nothing, trying to get it in. Like you.
Man. That's what
we're trying to get on your level.
That's what it is. Oh, y'all already on my level. You forgot? We all in a circle. You did? So, yes, what you guys got going on so far?
I think you just worked a little harder than everybody.
Yeah, I think so. I think that's what it is.
That's what it is.
So I hear you guys putting out a single soon.
Yes. I'm featured on it. It's not
okay.
My single. I'm featured on it.
Okay.
It's featuring Unique, and it's actually Richard Spink's single. It's called Emotions.
That should be hot.
It's called Emotions.
Oh, that should be hot.
Debut it next Saturday. So if everybody want to hear it, you got to listen.
Okay, that's great right there. I can't wait to hear it. Of course, we're going to have an exclusive here on Bang Out Radio.
Yes,
Of course.
And we actually we're gonna have two exclusives because I'm actually coming out with a new single as well, and Erica Maria is on it as well as Semi Auto Denali. He's on it too, so it's gonna be definitely a hot track, a good way to end the summer. Excited. Yes,
we've been getting it, you know.
But you know, it ain't the end of the summer until, like, you feel me, October here in Vegas or something. You know, it still be hot as hell in November, so, you know. But I can't wait to hear both of you guys' singles, of course, especially Erica Marie. I heard you, girl, before, so you don't get it in. But, I'm actually going to be doing my first music video in Lancaster, of course. My new single, Going Hammer, so y'all already know y'all got to be in the video.
Yeah.
Everybody that's affiliated with me has to be in the video. Yes. So it's going to be around, like, September 23rd or something. So.
Okay, you know. We'll be there.
Okay.
Yeah, so you guys going to finish the show. I'm tuned in. I'm listening in. You did? Big shout-out to you guys.
Definitely.
All right, baby.
We see you trying to rush off the song. You don't want to talk about this section and the webcam list.
What is this topic? Tell me, because you guys, what is it?
Okay.
Something about a webcam, okay? Tell me.
Okay, sexting, webcamming, and chat room. Do you or your partner do it, and is it considered cheating?
No. And it is. I mean, that's a good question because if you with somebody, you sexy webcamming somebody with somebody else, that's cheating. I think it's cheating. I mean, you're not touching, you're not physically touching each other. But
okay. Do you do it with the person you're in a relationship with?
What, on the webcam?
Or the sexting?
You said have I or will I? It's a difference. No,
have
I haven't.
You, will you? Do you?
y'all is crazy. No, I haven't. You never know with the future they hold.
Okay.
Y'all is crazy. I already knew. I'm trying to get off before you ask me because I already knew Erica was going to ask me.
I already knew something. Calling away from the subject. It's fine.
Y'all crazy. It is Sexy Saturdays, everybody, here on Bang Out Radio. Yes, I want to announce too, we add in a Sunday afternoon show around 7 to 9, hosted by my man Dagger, of course. So I'm excited about that. We got a Sunday show. So, you know,
we added another boy to the family.
Yay.
So Dagger will be airing his first show next Sunday, everybody. It's either going to be between 7 to 9 or 9 to, I don't know. I'm thinking, like, later because it is a Sunday. We don't want to do, like, an early or a mid-afternoon. So we're going to do, it later, like 7 to 9 or something. So
that sounds
good.
Something to wind down.
Yes, we added him some family.
Yay. We just growing and growing.
Yes, we in there. And big shout out to everybody that's out there doing that thing. Of course, Bang Out Radio. Make sure you guys call into my girl show, Sexy Saturday, 661-621-7559. I'm out, everybody. I'm out, yo.
Bye.
Bye, babies.
Man, that was our girl show to the show. And since she called in and she promoted her shit, we got to promote her shit. So, therefore, let's get it in. Topaz Lachey, Going Hammer. We'll be back right here on Sexy Saturday.
Boss swag music.
Chick, I'm the bomb, chick, I'm the bomb. Chick, I'm the bomb, chick, I'm the bomb. Yeah, I run this. Going hammer on you, ho. Chick, I'm the bomb. Chick, I'm the bomb. Yeah, I run this. Yeah, I run this.
Going hammer on you hoes. Going hammer on you hoes. Hammer on you hoes. Going hammer on you hoes. I'm a southern chick, but I'm so west coast. All in they mouth like how she do that best. The name is Topaz, yeah, I run this shit. I rep Team Bossy, yeah, I rep that shit. I'm a six-star chick, doing six-star shit. Getting money, yep, yep, I'm a bossy chick. I'm a go-getter, always on my grind, yep, yep, ain't hard to find, the things I say will blow your mind. This chick right here is one of a kind.
Chick, I'm the bomb, chick, chick, I'm the bomb. Chick, I'm the bomb, chick, chick, I'm the bomb. Yeah, I run this, yeah, I run this, yeah, I run this, yeah, I run this. Going hammer on you hoes, going hammer on you hoes, hammer on you hoes, going hammer on you hoes. Chick, chick, I'm the bomb, chick, chick, I'm the bomb. Chick, I'm the bomb, chick, chick, I'm the bomb. Yeah, I run this, yeah, I run this, yeah, I run this, yeah, I run this. Going hammer on you hoes, going hammer on you hoes, hammer on you hoes, going hammer on you hoes.
Swag so thick, no need to compete. I'm the hottest chick around, I know you heard about me. Only mess with the best, only roll with the illest. Yes, yes, I am the realest. I'm shining light, the diamonds on your neck. I run this shit, call me the president. I'm the bomb like TikTok. Some chicks think they bad, it's not. I'm doing me and I'm doing me well. I'm the baddest, no need to compare.
Chick, I'm the bomb, chick, chick, I'm the bomb. Chick, I'm the bomb, chick, chick, I'm the bomb. Yeah, I run this, yeah, I run this, yeah, I run this, yeah, I run this. Going hammer on you hoes, going hammer on you hoes, hammer on you hoes, going hammer on you hoes. Chick, chick, I'm the bomb, chick, chick, I'm the bomb. Chick, I'm the bomb, chick, chick, I'm the bomb. Yeah, I run this, yeah, I run this, yeah, I run this, yeah, I run this. Going hammer on you hoes, going hammer on you hoes, hammer on you hoes, going hammer on you hoes.
Chick, 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 chick. The bomb, the bomb, the bomb, I'm the bomb. I run this. Going hammer, going hammer on you hoes. Going hammer, going hammer on you hoes. Going hammer, going hammer on you hoes.
Chick, I'm the bomb, chick, chick, I'm the bomb. Chick, I'm the bomb, chick, chick, I'm the bomb. Yeah, I run this, yeah, I run this, yeah, I run this, yeah, I run this. Going hammer on you hoes. Going hammer on you hoes. Hammer on you hoes. Going hammer on you hoes. Chick, chick, I'm the bomb, chick, chick, I'm the bomb. Chick, I'm the bomb, chick, chick, I'm the bomb. Yeah, I run this. Yeah, I run this. Yeah, I run this. Yeah, I run this. Going hammer on you hoes. Going hammer on you hoes. Hammer on you hoes. Going hammer on you hoes.
Going hammer, going hammer on you hoes. Going hammer, going hammer on you hoes. Going hammer, going hammer on you hoes.
Give me my money.
Love as we can be, no that'll never work. But we can't creep and do what's after flirt. She wanna be my main squeeze like ain't none after her. Asking why they call him dudes, wishing that I was her first. Sex nerd, never had a bad report card. Like a lollipop, please don't bite, it stays hard. She reneged right after we dealt cards. That's why you found them rubbers in the backseat of my car. Probably know how I get down. Late night sex creeps when I'm arriving in town. Wanna be the PG on my starting team, but questions me when the teammates get more play than she. See, really, PT ain't the love type. Mr. GD, dick it down, you play the game right. Silence is the key to the sex flight. Sit behind those feeling high when I lay down the pipe.
She wants to know, she wants to know. I know you heard a lot of
too big. It's gonna be like that if you a big good dick. She was a good shit, now she's a bad girl. Once I bent her over, she hasn't been good since the past nights when she had her act right. Late night calling me good dick in the life. For the time, with gossip running off her tongue, now she calls and only gets a dial tone.
Taking care of my business, you got that good, good. When a nigga don't wanna work, and all I wanna do is stay right there up under your skirt, and I ain't playing. It's really not a game. When I don't have you with me, I never feel the same. My alarm goes off, and I don't wanna move. I don't wanna take my hands off you. I wish that I could make you small enough so you wouldn't show. Then I could take you every single place that I would go. You'll be my pocket love, pocket love, pocket love. You'll be my pocket love, pocket love, pocket love. I wish that I could take you every place that I would go. Show you on to everybody that I ever known. And if you ever wanna be the one to leave my side, then I know you bet you sit down for the ride. I can't believe that you got me feeling like this. It seeming like I done gave you my last kiss. And if you never wanna be the one to leave my side, then I know you're my bunny, you know I'll be your Clyde.
Here to do.
Hey, and we're back. It's your girl Amanda Vicky G. Erica Marie in the building. It's Sexy Saturdays right here on BangOutRadio.com. Man, hit us up at 661-621-7559. Our juicy topic of the day is sexting, webcamming, and chat rooms. Do you or your partner do it? And is it considered cheating? Man.
Yes.
So fast we all want, because we be coming up with these crazy topics. But you know what? At the end of the day, it's real. You know what I'm saying? It's real. It's happening right now.
Yeah. I mean, we can't hide behind what's actually there. I mean, people don't want to talk about certain things, but it's there. That's what's going on. So why not talk about it? Why not put it out there? Because people are doing it.
Exactly.
People want to act like, oh, no. Bitch, please.
Like, you remember what's
serious.
Going on first.
Exactly.
We keep it 100. You know what I'm saying? If all our topics we come up with, we in some, you know, shape or form, you know, we can relate to them. Either it's happening
have
to
gone
us,
through it,
you
know, going through it, or we know somebody that's going through it. Some way we can relate to every topic that we talk about. Or else, I mean, it would be that interesting.
To keep it, you know, frankly, 100, 100. sexting, webcamming, and chat rooms actually was a mutual agreement for our topic, but I believe it's pertaining to me.
Mostly, you know.
Oh, yeah. I don't know about the webcamming, like, that's a little too much for me. I've done it before, but not, like, sexual, you know, had my clothes on, everything, you know. Everything was PG. But,
I did the webcamming talking to my cousin before.
No, don't count, girl. No. I'm like,
yeah, I mean, was her date, and, you know, like, I got to see her little baby.
Yeah, no, it's cool. I mean, as far as, you know, like, if you're in a relationship and you're webcamming somebody else, like, is that considered cheating? Or, you know, I consider, depending on the relationship, depending on how open it is or how close it is, you know what I mean? I feel like it is some way, shape, or form considered cheating.
Yeah, you're right.
You know,
I mean, if you guys, what if you're not, like, exclusive? That's what I'm saying. Like, if you're not exclusive, then it can't be considered cheating to me.
Right. But I'm saying, like, what if, you know, you and your guy are really close or whatever, but you just have that openness about you guys that allow, you know, accept. Or make it okay to chat.
Look, if they're okay with that, then
yeah,
each his own, right?
Right, exactly. So I mean,
but
the whole
there are so many people that do it that are in relationships and they keep it a secret. Well, not even that it's a secret. If that person that they're in a relationship knows that they're probably on Facebook or or MySpace, chatting to other people and stuff, and honestly, they just don't want to ask or don't want to get into how far it's actually going, because 9 out of 10, it's going a lot further than just a friendly, hey, how are you doing?
Exactly. But the same thing, too, is like, you know, if your guy or girl is really not addicted, but maybe, you know, watches occasional pornography or whatnot. But it's just like, that's, in a sense, like a move. You know what I mean? It's not real. In a sense. So therefore, it's just like, okay, if you allow that, then that's fine. But as far as taking it further, the webcamming, which is with another physical person that's not a, you know, not a celebrity or nothing like that, or, you know, in that field, like, is that considered cheating? Because technically, you know, a webcamming chat or whatever can go more than just, hey, how you doing, I'm bored, whatever, whatever. It can go to more than that.
I don't care if they
especially, you know, if the person on the other end is not wearing any clothes.
Yes. Or, no. or somebody's just in some lingerie and some shorts.
it's just like, is that considered cheating? Because
don't let me walk in on no shit like that. Cause I'm what the I'm about to break the camera, the computer. See your ass webcam of somebody else. Let me see that shit again.
All hell breaks loose in Erica Marie's household, okay? Don't get started. Don't provoke her. Because shit will definitely go down.
I'm a little crazy, but I'm good.
At least you know, the first step is admitting it, and we really got there. We got there.
Whatever. Whatever.
Chat rooms, I don't know if that's considered cheating, because some of the chat rooms that I've been in, like, you can private message, but, even if they are talking sexually over the chat room, it's actually with more than one person. So in a sense, it's like an orgy.
Like, so you're just cheating, but you're just being way freakier with it.
Yeah, exactly. Like, everybody can see what you write. You know what I mean? Even if you are,
and if they're like, ooh, I
want to
get on that action right there.
Right. But unless it's in a private message, then nobody can read it but you. But still, you know? Mm-hmm. Like, I don't know if that's considered cheating, because you'll be a hoe. You'll be more than one person.
I mean, on Facebook, you know, they have the little group chats where people, hey, what's up, I don't get it. If I'm going to chat to somebody, I'm going to chat to one person. I don't need to chat to 10 different people. I don't need everybody to know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Because if I want everybody to see it, I just post it on my wall, right?
Maybe exactly.
I don't get it. It's not for me to get, apparently.
Yeah, that's why you don't do it.
Exactly. It's not for me to get, apparently. But I do think that being on the chats, I mean, if you weren't, like, if you're in a relationship, if you're not, what are you on them for, honestly, if not to cheat? If you're in a relationship. Mm-hmm. Like, what, you want to meet people, like, hell, go to the fucking mall and meet somebody, shit, if you want to meet people.
Right? What is the real motive to being with somebody but still having that, oh, I still, you know, webcamming with people or females or guys, whatever. Or I'll be in the chat room.
If that's what you want to do.
Yeah.
Well, I guess maybe because some people feel like, okay, this isn't real, this is just fantasy because it's not nothing realistically going on. And I mean, there are people like that.
Maybe that is their little outlet. Mm-hmm. Instead of for them to cheat, you know what I mean? Maybe that's just their little side piece, but it's not real.
But it's not, yeah, but you know. They're all the way in, you're in California and they're all the way in New York, you know? It's nothing about to happen. They're all the way in Australia or something, like, nothing is about to happen. It's just a fantasy, and I guess it could be just considered like a porno.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, because it's like, now, I'm not saying it's not real, but it's just like, not really going to happen to you.
unless somebody's like, oh, I need to come see you.
That has happened, you know what I'm saying? The guys be like, oh, you in Cali? Where you at? In Cali, I'm about to come see you, I'm about to visit you. I'm like, wow. Okay, I just met you. I don't know where you at. I don't know if you a killer or a stalker. I don't know what you about. Like, time, hold the brakes. Hold the brakes.
Like, it's not this.
People are really, really, like, adamant enough, like, really eager to meet somebody online and just come see them. Like, oh, yeah,
okay,
you should come to my room. You should come here. I'm like, wow. Really?
My tip of the day for people that webcam, make sure your camera is out of any view of any mirrors that can see outside.
I'm just saying, I've been watching too much CSI or something. You know, they see the reflection. Some crazy motherfuckers see a reflection and be like, oh, they over here. Oh, I see a street name. Oh, I'm about to go find it.
I know. That is, I swear, like, I don't know who comes up with these shows. But, too, like, even like, what is it called? 48, or was it that reality show? Not reality show, but it's about, they have like 48 hours to solve the crime. That shit is real. Like, there's no joke right there. Like, they really show how they really break down and talk to all the witnesses. Yeah, I'm like, you really want to show everybody that? Like, isn't some stuff supposed to be kept secret? Like, you don't want everybody to figure out how to beat the system? To not get caught?
The biggest thing is just deny.
Yeah. Like, I mean, webcamming is a little dangerous.
I think the same way
you can have your pictures up on the internet, you know, the same way people can find you.
Yeah.
I think it's dangerous.
I think it's best to webcam with somebody that you're in a relationship with or that you know personally. Like, we're not together, but I'll flex with you, so let's webcam.
That's not safe. That's really not safe. I mean, if you're a freak with it, at least get to know the person first and then, you know, introduce them to webcamming after, you know what I mean?
You know, people actually set up websites where they do stuff in front of the webcam and people pay to watch them do stuff on the webcam.
Are you serious?
I'm so serious. That's some freaky dicky shit.
I'm telling you, another
and that motherfucker is getting paid too. And they're getting paid.
What? Oh man.
I'm going to work. I'm about to go in the room. I ain't even got to leave the house. I'm going to work.
Maybe if this job don't fall through. What is that website now?
There are actually websites like that. Yes, it's crazy. It is crazy out here in this new world.
Yeah, I know. Technology is, it's just getting better, but people using the technology is getting weirder.
Yes. It's not always getting used in a positive manner.
Yeah, it's really not.
People are crazy, though.
People do not text and drive. That bothers me. That bothers me so much. Do not text and drive.
Me too. Are you driving? Don't text me.
Being on the phone, okay, that's fine, but texting, I don't care if you're, like, one person, some whiz at texting, I don't care, like, don't text and drive. That really bothers me, especially when you have kids in the car. That really bothers me, too. Like, okay, I don't care if you're a young mother, young father, whatever, like, that text message can wait, especially when you have kids.
What's she saying? Don't be stupid. That's what she's saying. In a nice way.
Don't be stupid. Or set aside.
So, baby G, done any sexting lately?
No, I actually haven't. I actually really haven't. I have been in the chat room. It hasn't really got that much, you know, heated. People are really freaking nasty on there, like, no joke. I don't know if they're really being genuine and, like, really a freak nasty person or they're just doing that just because. But, damn, it's really nasty.
I think it is so crazy, though, how the internet is taking over.
Yes.
Like, all the what is that, eHarmony and all that stuff, Matchmaker, like, people are actually getting married off of that shit.
I know, that's crazy. I mean,
the,
but
the
really,
radio
though,
on the internet is blown up. People just, instead of like having a get together, a kickback with your friends, you just get on Facebook or MySpace or something, and you talk to your friends that way. Like, no cell phone, no real face to face conversations. It's the internet now.
Yep.
It is really taking over. It's crazy.
To our people. What is happening to our people? Now we're like, we're not even going to have to go outside if we don't want to. I mean, because honestly, we could order everything we want online. It'll be shipped to your house. You order damn pizza online without even calling. Like,
you know,
that's getting ridiculous.
Online a lot, too.
Yes. I know you are avid, you know, shopaholic online.
It's not any, like, home shopping network, you guys. I'm just tall, and I have to order my pants long sizes by the MC, so I'm not at home, like, ordering, like, cookware or anything. I'm just ordering my clothes.
Yeah, she's not ordering.
I mean, there's shoes that you can't get in the store that you can get online, so.
Right, right.
I could order some shoes from Paris and be at home in California, so.
Okay.
Get with it.
Man, ooh, I mean, we need to have some callers call in right now, man. Like, right now. Let us know what you think about this whole topic right now. Sexting, webcamming, chat rooms. Do you or your partner do it? Is it considered cheating? Like, elaborate. Let us, you know, talk with us. Let us know how you feel. We can get a male aspect on it. That would be cool. You know what I'm saying? Because I know.
What we always tell you guys, you could use a fake name if you want to. That's what we always tell you guys, right?
Yeah, you can be anonymous. You know what I mean? You can disguise your voice. You know, you might
do what you gotta do.
Yeah, do what you gotta do. Well, let us know. Like, don't be shy. We're keeping it real. We're keeping it 100. We let you in our stories or our gossip, our life in a sense. So let us in yours. You know, the feeling is mutual. It's all love at the end of the day. It's Sexy Saturdays with Amanda Baby G and Erica Marie. We're doing it real big right now, right here on BangOutRadio.com. We're going to get into some more tracks right now because we love our indie artists. So, all you indie artists out there, send your music to sexysaturdays.bangoutradio@gmail.com. And, or hit us up on our Facebook, Amanda Baby G and Erica Marie. And we'll be back.
I think I'm feeling you. I'm
Yeah,
what's up, everybody? It's Sexy Saturdays with your girl, Erica Marie and Amanda Baby G. We back in the building. We are two live right now with our hot topic. People are really scared, I think.
I think so. I know, hey, no lie though, majority of the people that I met in the chat room and, you know, hitting me up and stuff like that are mainly from the AUV. So Antelope Valley, there's some freaks out here.
Oh, man, that is too funny.
Lancaster, Palmdale, all that. Bakersfield, I mean, I know I've seen a lot of faces.
You know, you look kind of familiar.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
I'm not even going to lie. I don't really know how to use, like, the Internet that well. If I did, I probably would be on there.
You said you would.
I probably would. I don't even know how to use it, so I feel like an old lady when it comes to that. Like, what am I supposed to do? Somebody give me time-by-time directions so I can figure out how to use this damn computer.
Man. No, it's not that hard. It's really not that hard. That's sad, though. So, I'm right.
It's cool. I know little kids that know how to use a computer better than me. I'm not even joking either.
But one thing I would have to say, though, about this whole webcamming chat room thing is how preteens and teenagers be on it. Like,
crazy, yes.
Depending on, you know, where you're going, there's not really a parental advisory kind of thing, or, you know, if you're 18 and over, click yes, or whatever. You know what I mean? It's none of that. It's just all open, all out there. So that's one
thing. That's not even cool at all. Like, not even just that, like, parents. But this is what we were talking about, like, people try to act like things aren't going on and things aren't happening. Parents actually need to talk to their kids about that. And, like, you can't talk to your child about sexting and webcamming and chat rooms when they're already at a certain age. It's something that you need to teach them so that as they get older, they're like, okay, that's not even cool. I'm not even going to do that because I was taught that it was just not cool. But if they're older and you all of a sudden, like, oh, you're not supposed to do this, you shouldn't do that, they're going to, I'm sorry, as a teenager, my mind was already made up on what I was going to do, and if you tried to stop me, I was going to find a way to do it, so that's
so you were just
like, that's how kids are today.
So you were just a badass.
I mean, I wasn't a badass, I'm just saying. I was a little rebellious. I mean, I was like, oh, you know, stop me from doing this. Or I was like, I ain't sneaking out. I walked out the front door, shit.
Uh-uh.
Oh. I don't even want to go back to those days.
But, I mean, as far as being in a relationship and texting each other and webcamming each other, I know, I think that's fine. You know what I mean? If you're in there, as long as it's each other. If it's other people, like I said before, I think it is kind of cheating in a sense. Unless it goes further,
yeah,
as far as...
I don't know how that is, though, being in a long-distance relationship and, like, having just those things to contact each other and to communicate with each other because... I mean, let's be honest, the back-and-forth thing on the plane or the back-and-forth thing with the drive, depending on how long-distance the relationship is, like, that's not realistic.
Uh-huh.
Like, if you guys just live, like, an hour away, that's nothing. Unless
the person you're in a relationship with is just really just an asshole and is like, I'm not coming for you, then you probably shouldn't be in a relationship with that person anyways. So, because they're probably fucking somebody else. On the low low, I'm just saying.
True.
Just keeping it real. They ain't getting no panty draws. Like, they getting somebody else's.
Yeah, but some people could just be using texting, you know, text messaging, webcamming, and chat rooms just using it. You know what I mean? Just using and abusing it. So if you're the type of person, just keep it real. I mean, if you're going to texting, if you're going to get somebody's number from a chat room and all you want is just that nasty talk, just keep it real with them. Be like, oh, this is all I want. I'm with somebody, but this is what I like to do. You know what I mean? The same thing as when you webcam with somebody. If all you want, you know, is that, nothing more, then to let it be known.
I mean,
because
at the end of the day, the other person might actually want that, too.
True, but
they might be like, I don't want no damn relationship. Relationship? Right.
But usually on there, people say, like, I'm just here for fun, or I'm actually here to look for something further. And those are the people you stay away from.
Something further, like the bedroom.
Huh. Who's about to call her right now? Let's go ahead and get to the phone line. Caller 5892. You're on with Sexy Saturdays. Who is this?
Hey, yo, what's up? This is Unique.
What's up?
What's up? How y'all doing?
How you doing?
I'm doing good. Busy.
We were actually talking earlier about debuting this track that we're on next Saturday. So I'm really excited.
Yeah, that's going to be cool.
Yeah, everybody.
Y'all ready for it?
A little bit of what I can do. Like, I'm a little nervous. You know, I'm going to get my first actual, like, feedback from strangers.
Your first little track, you know, don't worry about it. Just, it's exciting. It's supposed to be exciting. You're supposed to be jumping for joy.
I am excited at the same time. I'm still a little nervous. You know how some people can make a thing and then, like, other people hear their music and they're like, oh, she need to shut.
Well, I think I hooked it up pretty good, so. For you.
Oh, that ain't none of my vocals.
Want to be somebody else.
It's you.
That's what it is. It's good. It's a good track. That's why. So I'm saying I hooked it up where everything's put together. So you know it's a good track. Your voice is on it. Good. You did a good job.
I'm excited.
You was working hard. You trying to show people your talent, and you got talent. So you need to express it a lot more.
Yeah.
There y'all go.
Yeah. More from Erica Marie really soon. Hopefully a single of her own. We're hoping gonna be live.
Hopefully the single gonna be live. We should be getting that done soon. Hopefully.
Yes. I'm excited about that. But while we have you, we'll come back to the music later. I want you to get in on this conversation with us. We can get a male perspective.
You want me to say, okay, since you guys, I was listening a little bit and I was listening to what you guys were saying. I think that, you know what, all of that webcam and sexting, it's a good idea. Like, it's good. But, I mean, because it's good. I mean, except for the only thing I hate is I like, me personally, be touching rather than looking, you know.
That's what I was saying.
I'm just saying, I need to feel skin on my skin. But some people can do it. I mean, you can't wang it off or jack off all the time, you know what I'm saying? Or play with yourself. I'm just saying, people play with themselves all the time. And after a while, you need some real skin.
It's not the real skin.
Yeah.
That's what I was saying. Telling Baby G, like, you know, I can get the webcam and get it going and get, like, all hot and heavy and bothering. I don't have to be like,
I'm going to have to get off this webcam. I'm going to have to get off the phone and call somebody to come over. Like, I couldn't.
Yeah, this is not working for me. I'm looking at you, and I can't touch you. It's not working for me. But I'm saying also, but the only thing that I think is bad, I mean, that's good for people. You know, if they're, like you said, they on a trip and they got to go to work and they're all the way across the country or something like that. Yeah, that's good. It's a little, it's like a part-time little thing just to get you temporarily fixed.
To keep
but
you rolling for right now. Exactly.
Yeah, it's not a resolution because in the end, long-distance relationships don't work if you don't, if you don't, if you guys ain't touching each other personally, you know what I'm saying?
If you can't see that person.
And then sexting and webcam too is bad because also do not sext, do start doing sexting and sending your naked pictures across the phone or look or doing it in webcam because sometimes they can record their webcam and, you know, they be showing their friends and stuff like that. Or posting your pictures when they get mad. If they, you guys don't work out, they get mad at you, your pictures be up on the internet, and you're really can't do
look,
nothing
listen,
about
listen, that. Listen, for that one, oh for that one, for the sex thing, you crop your face out of the pictures.
You just don't show, you just show skin. You show all the close to the good skins and stuff
I'm
like
just
that,
saying,
but
if they,
don't
if
show
that, if they come that way, you know, if relationship goes bad, you crop your face out.
I mean, sexy lingerie, you should do sexy lingerie, you know, stuff like that. I think that that's just more than satisfying enough because, I mean, you save the rest for when you touch each other in person. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, my whole thing is, like, if you send something to somebody, that's for their eyes only.
I think lingerie is cool because at least it's like kind of like a bathing suit a little bit. So you wear a bathing suit to the beach, you can wear lingerie, and you can send pictures in lingerie all the time. I mean, that's safer than...
Look at
him,
he like, send me a sexy pic, lady.
Send his
like, I'm just letting
pictures out of me.
Like,
but, I mean, you know what? A lot of people, that's what happens to a lot of people, and their stuff gets posted. Their stuff gets posted all over the place. And, you know, you got to, I'm saying, if you're going to be sexting, you better know... For sure, that's the person you're going
to
be sexting.
I'm just saying, if I'm going to be sexting, I know who I'm sexting to because I don't do it with people. So if I find anything of me out there, but seriously, I already know who did it. I just know
okay.
I'm coming to Nathan your house.
Nathan, get the It's easy to do sexting and forward. You know, damn, look at this chick that I'm talking to. You know what? I'm going to tell you this. I was talking to somebody, and they were saying that they was – what they do is called picture, it's like a game. They trade pictures of different
well, you know
of different
what?
People. And
the
they're
kids,
like
kids are doing that now, like in high school. It's ridiculous.
I mean,
like,
you know there's nothing wrong with that, you know what I'm saying? If you're gonna send your picture out there. If you're going to send your picture out there, I think that you need to know that it's going to get somebody else, too. So think,
well, hell,
think
if I'm
about
send
it before
my
you do
out there
it or
like
expect
that, I might as well be a porn star and get paid for it. If I'm
well,
doing
you're doing
all
it
that.
For free. That's why you don't do it.
Exactly. That's what I
you
see.
Know what I'm saying? I don't do sexting. I just, it's not my thing because, first of all, like I said, I need skin-on-skin contact. I need to feel the thigh rather than look at the thigh. You know what I'm saying? I'm just saying.
Actions speak louder than words.
So,
man, I heard that right there.
But that's my opinion. That's what I like to do. I like skin on skin contact. I like personal, me and you in the same room kind of thing. I'm not into the, you know, the computer thing because I feel like, what the hell I'm going to do? I could jack off by myself. I'm just saying. That's pretty much what I'm doing anyway. So I mean, you don't need nobody. You just need a thought. That's
right,
all when you're
you
doing
know,
that.
You know, to protect yourself. You don't need nobody.
A thought and some lotion. So I'm just saying.
No,
I mean, that's just my opinion. I like to exercise rather than memorize.
Exercising life. Or your left.
Burns calories. Man, sexy Saturdays, y'all.
Are you laughing right now?
But you guys know what? I'm about to, I just wanted to get on the radio real quick and, you know, put my input and talk to you guys a little bit. But I'm about to head out into this 24-hour fitness, so I'll check y'all later.
I'm
Thank
about to get
you.
It working on.
You're about to get it in.
Okay. Thanks for calling in, Unique. Much love.
All right, much love. So bang y'all radio.
All right.
Bye.
See you.
All right. Bye. Oh, man, right? Kiara's going to work out. He's about to go work out right now, and he was talking about getting to work out, burning some calories in the bedroom.
Okay. We know.
A mess. Oh, yes, everybody, check out his video on the internet for Go Home. Yes, check that out. And
I don't think
he's ever mentioned it, but I know he has a couple of his songs on iTunes. I don't think he's ever mentioned that before.
No, I don't think he has.
But he gets it in. He really does. So I ain't mad at him for going to that gym.
I'm excited. Well, definitely.
Yes.
I mean, this topic is very, very juicy. It goes for in the relationship, out of the relationship. You know, if you're just meeting somebody, it goes all the way around. You know, it covers all bases.
You just want to have a little fun, you know.
Yeah. You want to, you know, you're at home alone, bored, nothing to do, don't want to go nowhere.
Feeling lonely,
pull up a chat room, maybe webcam a little bit, you know. Or maybe you got a little boo thing, go ahead and text him some things or something, vice versa. Guy or male or female, you know, whatever you prefer. Male or male, female or female, whichever.
You know, don't let nobody judge you. Do your thing. Do your thing.
Like, a lot of females be hitting me up. I'm like, wow. I don't know. I had it like that, girl.
Baby G,
like
don't go that way. But thank you. But baby G, don't go that
exactly.
way. But thank you.
Wow. I feel like I need to put that on my little, you know, my caption. It's like, I don't go that way. So thank you.
No. Get that love.
It's not that
get
serious. Men ain't that bad. It's never that serious. But, man, we definitely going to get into some music again. Let's get into some more tracks on y'all playing nothing but our indie artists. All genres, all you indie artists out there, hit us up. Manda Baby G, Erica Marie right here on Sexy Saturdays. Send us your music to sexysaturdays.bangoutradio@gmail.com. Hit us up on our Facebook, Manda Baby G or Erica Marie. Call in. We still accepting people to call in, 661-621-7559. Chat with us on this topic. It's really hot right now.
Get it in with it.
Yep. Right? We own it. Bang Out Radio, 60 Saturdays. We'll be back.
Hey, fellas. This song's for you. The one you whisper in your ear. Tell you things you want to hear. So just relax. And let me take control. Just like this.
I wanna lay it down. Can't wait to hear it sound. And feel your warm breath down my neck. And I'm gonna touch it there. Kiss you everywhere. I wanna switch positions, I wanna get on top and take control, and I'm gonna lay you down. I'm gonna love you down, babe. Let me love you right now. Let me kiss you right now. I wanna make love to you, baby. I know how much I love I got for you. Let me love you right now. Let me love you right now.
Make a good day. You don't know what's deep, deep. I'm the winner through the problem. Biting, moaning, and yelling. And I marched all on my back. It's really also storytelling. Of one of the wildest nights. Fantasies we bring alive. I can be your monster. You can be my lady Frankenstein. Never scream my calls, cause there's really no resisting me. I make that girl nut like she 50, why ain't 50?
What's up, everybody? Sexy Saturdays with your girl, Erica Marie, and Amanda Baby G.
Hey.
And it's about that time. We wind it down. It's about that time.
I know. We didn't jab it, jab jabber as much. We didn't move our gums as much, but it's cool.
I think we did a lot of jaw jabbing.
I know, right?
Actually,
I mean, we always have something to say at the end of the day. We always talk about real stuff, so that's what we do. Keep it 100.
Yeah, like, you know, we keep it real. Keep it real with us. We're going to keep it real with y'all always, as always.
Yes. So tell your friends and family, tune in. As you said, it's over the internet, on the phone. Give us a call. You can listen. You don't have to call in and talk to us. You can listen over the phone.
But you don't have to talk to us.
559.
I mean, sometimes our topics are just, you find out Topaz trying to get off the phone with us.
Exactly. That's how crazy intense we are. Like, we trying to get all at email and mail. We trying to get
everybody. Oh, I hear that.
Good time, always.
Always, always. I want to give a shout out to Topaz, Molly B, L.A. Gina, Jay Payne, and Supreme. You know, the whole bang out. Bam, all the other PJs on the show.
Don't forget our new Bang Out affiliate, Dagger.
Oh, yes. Yes, his show is next Sunday, right?
Yes, he said not this Sunday, next Sunday. So, big ups to Dagger for joining the Bang Out family.
That is what's
up. Are we going in from Monday to Sunday? We doing it big. Bang Out, baby.
Yes, we doing big things. Most definitely. And all you indie artists, hit us up on sexysaturdays.bangoutradio@gmail.com. We want your music. We want to share it with the world.
Yes, everybody tune in right now. Tune in next Saturday. And the Saturday before that, the Saturday after that. You can still listen to our archives. So if you miss any of our shows, still log on to bangoutradio.com and click on the icon, the same as if you were listening to the show, but you can just listen to our archives. So if you missed this, you know, you can tune in or took your lunch break already, or you're going to take your lunch break later, you can still listen to us. So still tune in.
You didn't hear the whole show. You didn't get to hear us acting a fool when we first got on the air, you know.
Yeah, so it's either talking about sex, talking about somebody cheating, or being cheated on, or ways to go around cheating.
Over
we tell it all.
And backwards, all that.
All that. So definitely indie artists, get at us, especially poets. Definitely get at us as well. DJs, hit us up on our Facebook, Erica Marie or Amanda Baby G. Either or, you're going to get to us. The Sexy Saturdays, every Saturday from 12 to 2. Numbers the same, 661-621-7559. Hit us up on our Bang Out email, bangoutradio@gmail.com as well. You can hit me up on my personal email as well. Erica Marie's email as well. So, I mean, there's so many ways to get at it. Just get at it.
Yeah,
you know, you have
just
You feel me? Either way, use them. Definitely get out Topaz Lachey. She's doing big things right now. I'm holding it down for Bang Out Radio. The magazine's coming really soon. You heard her single, Going Hammer, when she was going hammer. That shit was live.
Yes.
I mean, she's doing big things right now.
A couple of club bangers, you know?
Definitely. We got some club bangers going on for sure. Like I said, definitely tune in next month. Sexy Saturdays is doing the Sexy Saturday September to remember. So we're doing it really big. We having a whole month full of things, you know, going on. New tracks, new artists, you know, new segments, new features to our show. We're doing really big things right now. We're trying to get it popping for y'all, and definitely, you know, to please our listeners and to gain listeners as well. So we're trying to do as much as we can and to, you know, to satisfy everybody's needs, because everybody's needy right now. We're not being greedy, so we're doing what we're doing. Hit us up on our Facebook, hit us up on our email. I mean, there's so many sources you can go. Hit me up on my Reverb Nation. I'm collabing right now, so anybody that want to get in the booth with me, I'm rapping as well, so...
We're
going to
hear you get
down
on that.
Yeah, my single is dropping. I'm actually flowing right now, so I'm excited. It's a little step back from the arm, so, you know, feeling myself type of music. So we're definitely going to get it in and, you know, see my flowing skills. And we're definitely going to hear Erica Marie's music as well. She's getting it in on the vocals. So, big things for Sexy Saturdays.
I'm mad
at baby Erica Marie. I got to say, big things happening right now. And if you want to be a part of it, all the sponsors out there, if you know anybody that wants to sponsor our show or sponsor Bang Out Radio in general, as well as get into the magazine, Fresh Flakes Magazine, I mean, we're doing big things. Hit up Topaz, hit up me. You know, we're doing big things. Our train is definitely leaving the station, so you definitely need to get on it. I'm telling you right now. Shout out to everybody, the Bang Out family. Shout out to Erica Marie, my wonderful co-host. She be hollering it down. Shout out to my whole family. You feel me? My whole family that's supporting me on my music, supporting me on this show. They be calling me, and you just don't know who they are, but I do.
I love you, too.
Yes, we wouldn't be here. Me and Camille would not be here if it wasn't for Topaz Lachey. So big up.
Oh, yes.
All our listeners and callers and our fans and everybody. And, you know, we don't really like to say fans. We like to say friends because we like to meet people and make friends. And that's what we do.
Yes. Especially,
definitely,
you know,
definitely.
As real as we keep it,
we're trying
to keep it real with them.
Yes, we're trying to keep it. So call us, let us know what's popping the weekends, you know what I'm saying? Call us, let us know if you're having a party, having a barbecue, you know, where the next club jumping off. We want to know all that. So hit us up on our Facebook or call in. I don't even care. Like, if you, the club popping, let us know. If you want everybody
tell
to go feel, holler. Exactly. Like, don't be shy. If it's an open invite, then let the invite be open. Shoot, be ready to hear it. Definitely shout out to the whole Bang Out family. Shout out to my family.
Yes.
Definitely shout out to Hitman.
Oh, yes. Hitman got some big things popping right now.
Yes, they do.
I thought it was supposed to be. Got a little joint coming soon as well. I don't want to say too much on that, but he got a joint.
Yeah, we're keeping a secret, but like I said, next month, September to remember, 60 Saturdays, we're doing it real big. So definitely, we're getting close to the end. It was fun hanging with y'all, talking about, you know, sexting and webcamming and all that. Stay safe out there, you know, too many wackos in the world. But we're definitely going to leave you with some tracks, so got some hot tracks. Send us our way, sexysaturdays.bangoutradio@gmail.com. You want to say anything else before we go?
It's a bang out, baby.
It's a bang out, baby. Yes, definitely. Erica Marie, Amanda Baby G, Sexy Saturday. Every Saturday from 12 to 2, bangoutradio.com. We're doing it so big. So we're going to get into these last, leave you with, you know, a little present. Our exit in this. Our girl, Nikki, a.k.a. Nyx, Feeling Myself is a hot track.
I'm a beefing, always looking for a million. My mission every day is putting on for my city. As far as I'm concerned, I'm the best that ever did it. And you ain't finna tell me nothing different. Ain't nobody fucking with me. Yeah, I'm feeling myself, bitch, I'm feeling myself. Yeah, I'm feeling myself, bitch, I'm feeling myself. Yeah, I'm feeling myself, bitch, I'm feeling myself. Yeah, I'm feeling myself. The hoes will never be ahead of me. And if you ever see one, tell whoever be, then get ready to rest in peace. I'm starving and you rappers looking like someone prepared to feast. Pointless trying steps to me, they never seem to catch a beat. All they catch is heat, like somebody through the sun. Or a game of hot potatoes and somebody through the spuds. And the preference of your gloves really starting to get a buzz. You cannot be what I am, you are hardly what I was. Told that label, fuck your money, I am not gonna soften up. You can't pay me just to play me, going hard is what I do. Here's one promise from your girl. You can't tell me selling my soul is just impossible as fuck. And if you feel it in your heart, I'm throwing shots, you better duck. Because that hit dog that hollers when it's touched will get fucked. I'm a beast and always looking for a million. My mission every day is putting on for my city. As far as I'm concerned, I'm the best that ever did it. And you ain't finna tell me nothing different. Ain't nobody fucking with me. Yeah, I'm feeling myself, bitch, I'm feeling myself. Yeah, I'm feeling myself, bitch, I'm feeling myself. Yeah, I'm feeling myself.
Chick, I'm the bomb, yeah, I run it, yeah, I run it, yeah, I run it. yeah, I run this. Going hammer on you, ho. Going hammer on you, ho. Hammer on you, ho. Going hammer on you, ho. Chick, chick, I'm the bomb. Chick, chick, I'm the bomb. Chick, I'm the bomb. Chick, chick, I'm the bomb. Yeah, I run this. Yeah, I run this. Yeah, I run this. Yeah, I run this. Going hammer on you, ho. Going hammer on you, ho. Hammer on you, ho. Going hammer on you, ho. I'm a southern chick, but I'm so west coast. All in their mouth like how she do that best. The name is Topaz. Yeah, I run this shit. I rep Team Brussie, yeah, I rep that shit. I'm a six-star chick, doing six-star shit. Getting money, yep, yep, I'm a bossy chick. I'm a go-getter, always on my grind, yep, yep, Ain't hard to find, the things I say will blow your mind. This chick right here is one of a kind. Chick, I'm the bomb, chick, chick, I'm the bomb. Chick, I'm the bomb, chick, chick, I'm the bomb. Yeah, I run this, yeah, I run this. Yeah, I run this, yeah, I run this. Going hammer on you, ho. Going hammer on you, ho. Hammer on you, ho. Going hammer on you, ho. Chick, chick, I'm the bomb. Chick, chick, I'm the bomb. Chick, I'm the bomb. Chick, chick, I'm the bomb. Yeah, I run this. Yeah, I run this. Yeah, I run this. Yeah, I run this. Going hammer on you, ho. Going hammer on you, ho. Hammer on you, ho. Going hammer on you, ho. Swag so thick, no need to compete. I'm the hottest chick around, I know you heard about me. Only mess with the best, only roll with the illest. Yes, yes, I am the realest. I'm shining light, the diamonds on your neck. I run this shit, call me the president. I'm the bomb like tick tock. Some chicks think they bad, it's not. I'm doing me and I'm doing me well. I'm the baddest, no need to compare. Chick, I'm the bomb, chick, chick, I'm the bomb. Chick, I'm the bomb, chick, chick, I'm the bomb. Yeah, I run this, yeah, I run this. Yeah, I run this, yeah, I run this. Going hammer on you, ho. Going hammer on you, ho. Hammer on you, ho. Going hammer on you, ho. Chick, chick, I'm the bomb. Chick, chick, I'm the bomb. Chick, I'm the bomb. Chick, chick, I'm the bomb. Yeah, I run this. Yeah, I run this. Yeah, I run this. Yeah, I run this. Going hammer on you, ho. Going hammer on you, ho. Hammer on you, ho. Going hammer on you, ho. Chick, 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 chick. The bomb, the bomb, the bomb. I'm the bomb. I run this. Going hammer, going hammer on you, ho. Going hammer, going hammer on you, ho. Going hammer, going hammer on you, ho. Chick, I'm the bomb, chick, chick, I'm the bomb. Chick, I'm the bomb, chick, chick, I'm the bomb. Yeah, I run this, yeah, I run this. Yeah, I run this, yeah, I run this. Going hammer on you, ho. Going hammer on you, ho. Hammer on you, ho. Going hammer on you, ho. Chick, chick, I'm the bomb, chick, chick, I'm the bomb. Chick, I'm the bomb, chick, chick, I'm the bomb. Yeah, I run this. Yeah, I run this. Yeah, I run this. Yeah, I run this. Going hammer on you, ho. Going hammer on you, ho. Hammer on you, ho. Going hammer on you, ho. Going hammer, going hammer on you, ho. Going hammer, going hammer on you, ho. Going hammer, going hammer on you, ho.